Back with Chris Bartsch, who was on OTR today talking about his situation. He is not the average NHLer. Well, let's say the average National Hockey League player who is now sitting out because of the labor dispute, the lockout by the owners on the players. Chris, could you settle this? If you had the two sides together, could you throw something on the table that you think would be fair to both sides?
Oh, I'd have to sit down and go through the intricacies of all, you know, there's so many legal labeling on all these things, you know, but that'd be a tough one. I'd have to sit down with my lawyers first.
Well, if nothing else, the big winners in all of that would clearly be the lawyers,
They're always the winners.
So does it hurt your situation, and when I say yours, I'm talking about the players, that both the National Football League and National Basketball Association players' unions took a hit on the renegotiated CBAs? Both are basically at 50-50. Does that hurt you guys? Because the owners throw it out there.
And, you know, this is what we get into. It's a media blitz and who's pushing whose story. And, you know, I'm sure from our union we'll push the Major League Baseball and the NHL will push NBA and NFL. And, you know, from the outside looking in, all you see is that on the outside, the revenue numbers. But you're not looking maybe into, you know, the real bones of the situation are what, you know, which maybe lies in what is their revenue sharing structure. You know, the NFL is a totally different animal. It's a multi-billion dollar business. I'm not sure what their revenue sharing structure and the income that they, you know, their income just from or revenue from TV deals, etc. I'm not sure how that's all divided, but it's a case that can be made from both sides.
If you had the opportunity, if you got a phone call from the KHL right now, would you be interested in playing?
No. My wife is due with her third boy in December, and I just think that, you know, it's my responsibility to be a father right now first, and I'm going to be here and help out with the family and the kids, and when I'm ready to be called back to work, I'll be ready. When we are called back to work, I'll be ready.
Do you think it helps your cause or hurts your cause, the fact that there's 100 guys or so who are now playing in Europe as a players' union, as an association? Does that make you stronger?
I think that's something special about our union, is that everybody's got a voice. There's no gag order. Everybody's got a decision what they want to do with their own life and career. And if they want to go there, if they're a young kid maybe that hasn't seen the world wants to go over to Germany or play in the Swiss league, and you know, so be it, if that's what they want to do. But yeah, I would never comment or look at somebody in terms of their choices in their own life.
When you tweeted on Saturday night, did you get reaction from other players, and did you get reaction from Donald Fehr or somebody within the association?
I didn't get any reaction from the association, but I did get a number of texts from fellow players that said thank you, it was nice to hear, you know, from the, you know, support from them, from your peers, but at the same time too, I didn't do it for that reason, to get attention from them. So
do you feel free to speak your mind? You may not want to answer
I always feel free. But I think that's my problem. I think with my heart, not with my head.
But here's the question. I mean, if you were so inclined, would you feel free to come out and say, you know what, we're making a mistake here, we got to take the owner's offer, or we got to back down?
I would have no problem saying that, but I don't believe that, so I can't.
And final question, who drinks OV?
Last night, men's league, I guess rural Southern Ontario does.
Because when I read that, I was like, oh my God, is there still such a thing as it's old Vienna?
It's great.
Right?
Yeah, it's $36 for 24 cans and $29 for 24 bottles.
The beverage of choice during the lockout. It's Heineken and Stella when they're playing. It's OV when they're not.